Ian, congratulations. That's a big result in every sense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's big for us in the way that we are as a team and as a group, because we've had two poor kind of performances and two losses, and it was important that we responded on the back of them, and to do it in the quarterfinals of the Cups is a big one for us.
From the first minute too.
Yeah, I thought our first set in attack and our first set in D kind of really set the stall, just to let everybody know that we are here and we're not messing about in this game. We're on it, and like I say, our attention to detail within the game, defensively and in attack, was first class.
And they seem to buy into what you've been coaching them all week, the way they did this, because they seem to outplay Wakefield, didn't they?
Yeah, that's just what they did. There was a big focus. I'm not worried about other teams. We worry about ourselves and making sure we're ready, and it's about our attitude being first class and the way we approach games, and everyone buying into it as well. The last couple of weeks we've just been slightly off it in little bits of little areas, and we've shown them, and the boys have gone out there and fixed it up, which is important if you're going to be a good team.
I was wondering if you changed the side tonight. Gareth O'Brien didn't play in the game. Was that an injury?
No. No,
that was a change. You definitely brought Nyla full back, and you.
Yeah. No.
What was the thinking behind that?
Oh, listen. We wanted to have a little look at something else. Gaz will probably be the first to admit he's not performed well in the last two games as well. And I've always said that people, if you perform, you hold your shirt here. And Gaz is under no illusion that he has to work hard to keep his place. We've got Nyla, who's there, who's like I say, been unfortunate this year that he's been sat behind Gaz. But now it's kind of flipped this week, and that Nyla's got his opportunity. So. It's up to Niall kind of to continue, yeah, and keep his shirt. Which, to be fair, the three games he played at fullback earlier on in the year, he was doing a great job. It's just we'd lost Carney, and we needed to put somebody on the wing, so Gaz came straight back in because he'd lost his place, not through form, but through his head knock. Yeah. For now, it's a good competition between the two of them.
Do you think it made a difference at all in the way that side tonight? Because I've just said you were on the money so much tonight.
Yeah,
it was a great all-round performance.
Yeah, I think our spine. I think Michael Dobson, Rob Lewis, Logan Tompkins was outstanding for us, and then Chris Bryan when he come on. And I think our spine controlled it. And when you've got somebody out the back as well, like Gaz or Niall, feeding off the back of them as well, I think it's important. And we did change a few little things today in the way we attacked, and I think Niall just rose to the challenge of that.
Fantastic atmosphere, wasn't it? Since the fans seemed to know what you were doing here.
Yeah, no, they were good and noisy as well, which is what we wanted, and you want down here as well. So it's real pleasing to play at home in front of a crowd singing you on.
What's it mean now for Salford? You've talked about the reaction you wanted and you got it. We're 6 weeks away from a semi-final, but a semi-final.
Yeah, no, it's great for the club, and it's great as part of our journey. Yeah. And we'll be saying great work. Look, enjoy your weekend, but Monday you'll come back in here, and we'll be ready to work, looking towards St Helens, because then we're back onto the Super League then.
It's been so long though, hasn't it? It's been 19 years since Salford were in the semi-final, 1998. Yeah. There's people here who've never seen Salford. You know, older people remember the time, but 80 minutes from Wembley.
Yeah, no, it is. It's outstanding for us, outstanding as a club.
You can't put this to the back of the mind just yet, can you?
No, not tonight, definitely not. No. Probably tomorrow morning when we start going through videos of sailings. Yeah. But it's a big one for us as a club. You can't underestimate it. It's, like I say, it's a long time since we've been in the semi-final. What we want to do now is get to a semi-final and show what we're about and see if we can kick on from there.
You don't fancy anyone in particular, Wigan or Warrington? Are you one of them's going to be in it.
You're going to have to beat a good team anyway to get to the final as well, so I'm not too fussed who we get, to be fair.
I want to ask you one final question. You've done a lot this season. If you win next week, you'll bury an old record at St Helens. It's nearly 40 years since Salford won there. You've got work. You've got something to aim at.
Yeah, no, it's good, mate. It's the good thing is as well is we're quite healthy. I know we were talking last week about we're a little bit low on energy and stuff like that. But to be fair, the medical team, I can't wrap them up enough, and the S&C team of how they have looked after them to make sure that they are physically fit and ready now. Because other teams are getting injuries, and I know we've got a few injuries as well, but we've not had as many as others. But I think that's down to the medical team and.
Anybody on the way back? Anybody near coming back?
Josh Jones is not far off now, which is going to be a big one for us going forward as well, because that adds more competition again. Adam Mullen's probably about minimum 4 weeks away.
Limos?
No, Moose is a while off, yeah. He's working hard at the moment, to be fair. But yeah, he's a while off, yeah.
But this will be good when they come back, won't they? You've got a nice job here. Who's to leave out?
Yeah, and that's what you want. You don't want to be this scratching your head of, God, I've got to think of somebody who I need to put in. you'd rather have a competition of places, and you're saying, do you know what, I'm having to leave you out, and it's not through form, it's just I'm making a decision here that I think that's best for the team at the moment, and that's the way we're kind of working.